We never own our home. I have many listeners who always point that out when we're talking about things. And that comes back to the property tax. The property tax turns you into a perpetual renter. You'll own nothing, right? Well, where does most of that property tax go? It goes into a black hole that we call government schools. And Maryland is a good example of this. They had a massive educational reform bill. They said, you know, it's just not working. Nobody can read. They can't think. And of course, this is all by design. It's not an accident. But the people are looking at it and they say, we want to have some results. So what is their response? To keep doing the same thing they have always done, throw more money at it. And they have thrown so much money at it, it's going to bankrupt the state government or it's going to bankrupt property owners. Guess which one's going to go bankrupt? The negative outlook incorporates difficulties that Maryland will have to face to achieve balanced financial operations in coming years without sacrificing service delivery goals or adding to the weight of the state government's burden on the individual and corporate taxpayers, said Moody's. And they have pointed to out-of-control education spending. This is the first time they've issued a negative outlook for Maryland since 2011. The fiscal cliff that they're looking at is primarily driven by education programs, including the one that they call the Blueprint for Maryland's Future, a series of education reforms that are going to cost $3 billion a year. $3 billion a year. That's throwing a lot of money at a problem, and that's not going to fix it at all. When the reform was passed, the progressive lawmakers in Annapolis didn't pass a funding mechanism. They didn't even appropriate any money to pay for this. Maybe they're too close to Washington to care. Maybe they don't understand that Washington has temporarily a superpower. Federal Reserve note, fiat currency, that they don't have to worry about the debt, but Maryland will. A Republican state senator said it is a self-created hole. That's right. The government schools are a fiscal hole, a black hole, sucking more and more money into it all the time. But it is also a black hole intellectually and a spiritual abyss. Education spending was always increasing. This is just putting a rocket ship on it without the kind of accountability that's needed. So let's just go faster, you see. And sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's a good thing to have the Democrats attempt to drive the car over the cliff at a faster speed than the Republicans, because you might not realize that you're going to be going over the cliff if the Republicans are at the wheel. But if the Democrats do it and really step on the accelerator, you see that cliff coming up pretty quickly, you might wake up and do something about it. I don't know, maybe not. Their fiscal projections show an expected $1 billion budget deficit by 2025, $1.3 billion by 2027, and more than $3 billion by 2028. Soaring deficits are a function of the Blueprint for Maryland's Future. The blueprint is nothing but red ink. They're going to pump $30 billion in taxpayer funds into public education over 10 years. And then after that, they're going to increase it even more. They're going to start spending more than $4 billion additionally every year after that. So instead of adding, you know, $3 billion a year for a decade and then reducing it, no, they're going to, then after the decade, they're going to go $4 billion a year after that. So that in order to pay for it, according to these statistics, the state would have to either increase the personal income tax by 39% or raise the sales tax by 89%. Or increase property taxes by 535%. You'll own nothing. And the people will be happy about it because they will have been educated by and dumbed down by this Marxist system, which teaches envy. They'll be happy because even though they don't have anything, nobody else around them has anything either. That's one of the core values of Marxism that we don't usually talk about. Envy. Envy, a system, an economic system based on envy, based on tearing everything down to the lowest level. That's why it was round at the time of the founding of this country. Jefferson and others called these people levelers. They just wanted to level everybody down the lowest level. And they're happy as long as nobody else has anything. Even the Washington Post is talking about how bad the schools in Maryland are. Baltimore spends $32,000 per student, and their teachers make over six figures when you account for pensions. Yet 23 Baltimore schools have zero students that are proficient in math. There you go. There's your zero again. You know, we got zero COVID. We got zero emissions. We got zero achievements. Zero math. Absolute zero. Parents are furious, but politicians don't even care. It's a familiar story, isn't it? Maybe the parents should care and do something about it. If enough people got out of this system, nobody'd be interested in paying for it again. That's the key thing. It's important for us to fight for our freedoms, and it's important for us to fight for our kids. But it's also important for us to put out this fire that's burning down the neighborhood.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to the David Knight Show right now. Yeah. Good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.